Welcome to the Awaken Your Truth podcast. We are your hosts, Katie
and Ginny. Join us as we connect to the truth of who we really are, the eternal energy of joy, love, and peace.
Together with you, we will expand the awareness of what is possible and create a new way of being beyond the mind to experience more
joy, joy, joy. Joy. Welcome to a brand new episode of Awaken Your Truth. Katie and I are excited and a little giggly to talk to you about, with you, about ebb tide chiing the should out of it.
This is so good. This phrase is my new favorite phrase that Ginny coined when we were talking about a story and I was saying, oh, I'm just going to ebb tide chi the S-H-I-T out of it. And Ginny said, oh, no, wait, ebb tide chi the should out of it.
Because literally, like, that's what we can get the shoulds right out of there.
We can. And if it sounds like we're speaking a different language, well, it is a little bit. So we will definitely explain more about this as we continue the podcast. But Ginny, would you like to share a joyful moment?
Ooh, the moment I want to share. I keep forgetting to tell you about this, Katie. This was like last week at some point. I was getting up, I was having coffee early, and I was sitting facing out our balcony doors. It was all dark outside, and I had my glasses off, like just sitting on my lap, and I see this like light out in the distance, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then in my mind, it was like, oh, it's just like a star, a little bright star. And then it was moving up in the sky, and I'm like, oh. And then it was still going, and it was like bright and big, and it had a tail, and I'm like, and I like put my glasses on. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I Lee's like, what? And I'm like, I think it's a comet. And it was going like up in the sky, and it was just so long,
amazing.
So bright. It had this massive tail, and it was like green and red and orange. And
what?
It just like felt total joy. And I was like, this, I've never seen anything like that. And it was
that
so beautiful.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Beyond your wildest dreams.
And it was like, what? It felt like a gift. Like, oh, the universe is like, here you
right
go.
Right in front of your porch. There you yes. go. Boom. Oh, yeah. I love watching the heavens for that. I feel like they're sending gifts all the time. That is just amazing.
What about you? What's your joyful moment?
Well, I will share a little bit from my Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I know talked about doing a follow-up episode, which we will. But this is just going to be a tiny little sliver of one joyful moment because it was just jam-packed with joy. So many dance parties and sledding and eating good food and cards and just nonstop joy, belly laughs. But my one particular joyful moment is, of course, I'm going to talk about the murder mystery. In the murder mystery, when my brother and my niece's boyfriend spoke their lines in character with their costumes, they were so over the top that my dad was just losing his marbles. Like in terms of, I was just watching him and how hard he was laughing. And when he laughs really hard, he just turns red and he starts sweating and he's like, he can't breathe. And that makes me laugh so hard. And so it was just pure joy to have that experience with silliness and the fun and the acting and the costumes. And then having that moment with my dad, just expressing pure, pure joy.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I can feel it right now.
It is so good.
And it is like you catch someone in that just overwhelming and you cannot not join them.
It's contagious. It's totally contagious.
That's amazing.
So we actually switched our episode podcast ideas because this one is really front and center in my experience right now. Yes. Ebb tide chi the should out of it. So you mentioned that maybe yesterday and I was just marinating in it. That's so fun. And then we had a fun experience. We received an email and I will say right now that we're in Panama City in this moment and we're getting ready to fly to Colombia to go on an adventure that Tom has totally planned. So I don't really know anything about it, except he did tell me originally, It's this very remote rural fishing area. It's one of the most pristine and unfished places in the jungle in Colombia. We are going to have to take a small plane and probably some little motorcycle taxis and some launches, like, or some boats that are uncovered to get to this place.
What
It's going
an
to be an adventure. And I'm like,
adventure.
okay. I was like, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And that's all I really knew about it, except that it looked undeveloped from the picture that he showed me, and maybe a little bit more rustic than, maybe more rustic than we usually
Then maybe
travel at
the
this stage
hotel
in our
room you're in
life.
right now.
Than maybe where I am right now. So that was feeling all good. I'm just ready. I'm just ebb tai chiing it. I know it's going to be amazing. It'll be in nature, pristine, so many opportunities. And then yesterday, last night, we received an email from the person who manages this site. And it was 2 pages of shoulds.
My
And okay, this
goodness.
is so good. Shoulds like, this is the rainiest part in the Pacific. You should really bring rain gear. We have no rain gear. There are so many mosquitoes. You should really get vaccinated for dengue fever. And you should also get the B12 shot to prevent the mosquitoes from biting you. Well, we didn't even think about
Oh my
that.
gosh. Firstly,
Then,
I just love that it literally came as a list of shoulds.
this is what is so amazing. And when I was talking to my inner being and journaling about this. I'm like, inner being, like you just like the perfect lessons and opportunities just fall into place like puzzle pieces. And now here it is for me. I get to ebb tai chi the should out of this. But I will say, like as Tom's telling me these shoulds, and they continue, for example. You should bring a backpack because you're going to be getting in and out of boats and wading through water. And if you have a large piece of luggage, it won't travel very well. And it'll probably get soaking wet anyway because of the rains and the water. And we don't have backpacks. I have a rather large suitcase because we're traveling for 3 months. And I'm like, okay. It continued. And here's the fun part is that as he's reading this to me, I can see my mind creating these
I
scenarios.
was
I
wondering.
see a scenario of me trying to haul around my big luggage in and out of these boats. I see a scenario from my past where I did have dengue fever and it wasn't my preference. I didn't enjoy it that much. And then my mind saying, well, you don't want dengue fever again, right? I could see all these stories and these movies playing out.
And like your mind, like this is what our mind does. Like it an input comes in of this idea, and then your mind grabs it and extrapolates it based on your experiences in your past, or even just what it thinks might happen.
Exactly. That is exactly what it felt like. And so I could watch that and say, wait a second, wait a second. Come back to this now. In this now, is there anything you can do about dengue fever? Is there anything you can do about your luggage? Is there anything you can do about your rain gear? And it was like 9 o'clock at night in our place in Panama City. And I'm like, no, there's nothing I can do. If I feel like there's something I want to do later and we have time, which is like a couple days to do it, then maybe it'll align and it'll work out. And so,
I have a
okay, go ahead.
question. Did you also, like, at this time ever consider not going?
No, no.
Because I think that's a really good thing to tune into, is like we always have the choice to say, does the decision still feel good? Like
I
instead
love
of,
that. Yes. Okay, so I see what you're saying. Like I did have the choice to say, "Oh, I don't want to go." But that it didn't even occur to me because in my mind I'm like, this is a freaking opportunity for me to ebb tai chi the should out of this.
And that is a choice we all
Exactly.
have. I can use this as an opportunity to practice, or I can follow all the thoughts and try to figure
Right.
it out.
Yeah. Okay. So if the path of least resistance were for me to say, Tom, I don't want to go anymore, then I could have made that decision.
Yes,
But I
exactly.
didn't, that didn't feel like the path of least resistance. This feels
Yes.
more like an adventure. Like there's a
And
little part of
play.
me where I'm like, oh boy, okay, here we go. And so what I could say in this now, like none of those things are even real. I'm creating this fictional thing in my head. You don't even know that the mosquitoes are going to be that bad. You don't even know that you're going to get dengue fever. I mean, what are the odds of that? Like, whatever. You don't even know all of these things, and you're jumping to these conclusions based on this list of shoulds. Now, I'm not saying that maybe I won't take action. For example, Tom wrote the woman back and said, "Well, we just have these big suitcases. We're not really sure what to do." And she responded, "Oh, here's some storage options in Medellin. So I can bring my tiny little backpack and just pack like
Nice.
two pairs of clothes for the week, right?" So that might happen. That felt easy and aligned. So I'll probably take that action. I'm not going to say, "No, I want to see how this works with my big bag,"
Right. You're not gonna.
because I got a should. No, I'm going to feel into what feels easy and aligned and what
Which
feels
actions feel easy and aligned? Yes.
exactly. So that one feels easy and aligned, and it actually sounds really fun to have a tiny backpack for the week instead of a big old bag. So
Yes.
that one, I don't know. I mean, it might happen in Medellin before we fly over that. And if it does, it does. But all of the other things, I was thinking about you and how on a podcast recently you said, "I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know." And Tom says that all the time. He's like, "I don't know," just to be silly. But I don't know the future.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I will say I played with is, what if there's mosquitoes? What if there's dengue fever? Oh, well, what if? Like, I'm not trying to control the outcome and say, if I stay in this place, I will create a situation where I am completely protected from mosquitoes. Maybe I will, but maybe I won't. I can trust that I will be safe in any situation,
This is
if
so
that makes
powerful
sense.
because sometimes we're taught a lot in this line of work, that line of, I don't know, path of life,
Life,
whatever. This way
the
of being,
line
that
of
we're trying to make it comfortable in the future. We're
life.
trying to only create good. But your most powerful place is just what Katie said. That might happen and I'll deal with it then, and oh well. Or this might happen and I'll deal, and oh
And
well.
I'll
It's
deal with it then.
yes, because we have to remember nothing is actually charged, good or bad, positive or negative. Like, we are the ones that assign the meaning. We're the ones that bring our energy into it and make it what it is. So this is such a great example.
Exactly. So it's not, it is an interesting contrast, sort of like the law of attraction and manifesting, right? The idea of allowing and trusting. I'm not going to be saying I will not get this, or this won't happen, or it won't rain the entire time. I'm not trying to create anything. I am just trusting because I know, like I mentioned earlier, like that the puzzle pieces on this journey just like are plopping into place as I allow, as I'm in flow, as I'm open, as I'm
And
saying yes to what feels aligned. Like I have so much trust in this.
what you are creating is safety, is allowing, is flow. And so that's when we create, Katie and I talk about this a lot, when we're creating in our truth, that's what we're creating. Like, when we're in our sense of safety, when we're in our sense right now of anything is possible, that's what we create for the future, not a specific outcome that our mind prefers or doesn't prefer. We're creating the energy of the experience we want. And it's so much easier.
It's so much easier. And it's just like this huge relief to the mind when it wants to go into control mode and figure and figure and plan and plan. And then you're just living in your mind and worried about giving up control, and it causes anxiety. This is what I love so much about Ebb Tai Chi, is not specific.
I
Ebb Tai
freaking love
Chi,
Ebb Tai
I
Chi. This
know
was like
it's,
a
I
meet, yeah.
know it's because it's not, I'm not saying that this has to happen for me to be happy. I'm saying I can just let go and trust that it will be better than all the things my mind is trying to say it wants to happen. It's going to be better than that. And every single time, Jenny, it is.
It reminds me of when you Ebb Tai Chi'd your root canal. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. Because it's this idea of this thing that so quote unquote bad or painful or uncomfortable. And Katie's like, it was
So much fun.
great. Okay, but
I will
I want to
create.
like ask you a little bit more about this
Yeah, sure.
because I can see this coming up when you say, I'm going to ab tai chi it, and then you say your experience is every time I do that, it is.
Yes.
Can we talk about the idea that what if it isn't? What if you're like, I'm going to ab tai chi this?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Good. So let's use the worst case scenario that I would get dengue fever immediately and be bedbound for the entire time. Okay. So maybe what the
wet and cold.
Okay. So maybe the ab tai chi is that I just lay in bed and read books and the staff like feels so bad that they're bringing me tea and giving me massages and fresh fruit platters. Like that could be an ab tai chi experience of illness, right? There's just so many that, like you said before, everything is neutral and we choose how to experience it.
And it's a little bit, it's not tricky, but your mind will at some point want to attach to an outcome and say, this isn't ab tai chi. And that's your opportunity. Like it's in that moment when your mind wants to say, this isn't good, this isn't working out, that's your power where you get to choose and to make it ab tai chi. You're not pretending. You're not pretending
exactly
that this, you know, is something that maybe you enjoy or whatever. You're getting out of the head, out of the mind's idea that this is bad or wrong.
Right.
And you're going into the experience in your body, like the eternal truth that you're safe, that you're free, that you know everything works out. And then it's that dropping out of the head that creates the feeling of ab tai chi. And then of course the feeling is reflected to you outside in your world.
I love the way you described that, because if you can feel your truth of safety, love, freedom, joy, love, peace in the midst of externals that your mind doesn't like, then you are absolutely free. Then you are a powerful creator, because, and this might be scary to minds. Like, well, I don't want the quote bad things to happen.
Yeah. That's a,
but
I think
the truth is it's like, it's your perception of what is a bad thing. We transform and we have the opportunity through all things to tune in and feel our eternalness and our power to choose how you want to experience something.
And Katie does this a lot, if you guys catch it or not, like she'll say, do I want this to be an opportunity? What do I really want here? And I know for both of us, it's freedom. Like we want the freedom to feel beyond our limited circumstances. So we don't want to need our mind's idea of what's pleasurable and comfortable in order to have a great experience and be alive and free and in love.
Yes, totally.
And by releasing the need, we actually, well, that's how we get free, but you do end up creating more and more of things that do match your mind's preferences.
That's right.
But my experience anyways has been, it doesn't mean the other things stop coming.
Yes,
they still are here, but it's how you are responding to them. That's like the biggest
thing. True. It's taking responsibility for your energy, regardless of the outcomes. And when you do consistently take responsibility for your energy, then your external world can't help but shift. Like it does shift. It does. And you might have instances where you're saying, your mind is saying, this doesn't feel like a shift, but then you're resisting. And so you surrender, you allow, I wonder what's here for me. I wonder what the opportunity is. Tune into your guidance. If you turn into your guidance regularly, you will be shown. And then you're like, oh yeah, here we go. Am Tai Chi the shit out of it.
So I also love that we're getting to hear this from you kind of in the middle of it.
Me like too.
We've got the start of it.
Yep.
And so now we're going to see you in a week, or if you survive, Katie, I hope you survive. And then we'll get to hear back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I did remember that I was going to tell the story about the showing up in Mexico and having no car available.
Oh, yeah,
Or
share.
maybe we can end on that. Just the
Okay.
idea of how you can flow by staying consistent in I trust this is for me, then how that energy of trust and openness just like expands. So, ooh, let's see.
We
I
can
think we
do
have
it.
time. Okay. So as I mentioned on our last podcast, we arrived in Mexico and a nice man met us at the gate. He was like someone who kind of wants to sell you things or whatever, but he did bring us to our car rental place and called the guy who wasn't there. The guy, car rental agent, showed up and said, "Oh, sorry, we don't have any cars." So the man who had directed this place was a salesman and he said, "Well, I have an idea for you. Basically, I have a proposition. I work for this resort. It's a very big, fancy resort on the outskirts of the town we were staying. And if you would be willing to come for a 90-minute presentation at the resort, we would, of course, supply you with this like luxurious breakfast buffet when you get there. And then you'll have a 90-minute presentation. And then we'll give you a gift. We'll give you a gift, for example, a fishing trip or a massage." Or, and he was going through these things, and Tom was like, interesting. We have been to one of these sales tours before, but we could have Tai Chi it," because he was also offering to drive us in a taxi, to get a taxi to take us to our hotel room from the airport, which is why we got in a car in the first place, so that we could have that transportation. And so he ran through some things, and then he said, "Okay, well, how about a romantic candlelit dinner for two with a gift certificate for $200 at a restaurant?" And we're like, "Okay, that's like more up our alley."
We already were
So
going fishing.
I know, because Tom already had his fishing book. I was like, I don't know, massage, whatever. So then he takes us, he's a lovely man. He takes us to our room and we agree that he's going to pick us up and drive us to the resort the next day and we'll have this presentation. So truthfully, for 2 days, we did not need a car because he was driving us around in taxis. So we saved the car rental price because we got free taxi rides. And then when we got to the resort, it turned out to be this golf course that I'd seen from the air that was just magnificent. Apparently, Bill Gates helicopters in to golf there. And my brother is this passionate golfer, and I'd been scoping it and wondering like how you got there to play golf on it. So we got to tour the golf course. We had the most amazing breakfast. I was telling Ginny I had like three green juices because they were so good, and you don't get to find green juice that good in Mexico very often. And then the salesman who we were paired with was a Canadian, who said he could actually tell right off the bat that we weren't really interested in it. So we just had fun chatting, and my inner being had told me, be playful, be light with this. So when he was doing his numbers presentation, I was saying things that are my truth. Like, I don't really believe in numbers. I don't really believe in saving for the future. I don't really believe in logic, because he was trying to give us these logical arguments. And he was so like baffled by us that we just had so much fun hanging out together. We ended the meeting. It wasn't schmoozy or anything. It was joyful. Got our taxi ride back. We had our glorious dinner. We couldn't even spend the $200. And then we kept seeing our salesman in town after that. And he would just give us these hugs. And he would say, "Man, your energy. I just keep thinking about your energy." And
So amazing.
it was the best. It
My
was just,
cheeks hurt from smiling so much right
I
now.
tried to, I probably left some things out. I was trying to go really fast, but just that's how it was. And Tom and I discussed this after the fact, like when we showed up at the airport and the agent was like really kind of blasé, "Yeah, we don't have any cars." We could have taken this a completely different direction. Let us talk to a manager. This isn't right. Where's our car? We reserve something. We were not leaving until we get it, right? That's one way to do it. Another way to do it could have been like, "Well, that really sucks. Now what are we going to do? I guess we have to get a taxi." But then what we just decided to do is go with the flow and say yes and ebb Tai Chi the whole experience. And
Or
it really
even
was.
like there's a often sometimes a really immediate resistance to being sold anything. So
Oh
like the
yeah.
salesperson, you could be like, oh no, we can't get involved
Yeah,
with
thank
him.
you for pointing that out. Thank you. And what was so fun is that he was really, really excited because he only had to get like three more couples to sign up for this, and he would win this gorgeous Rolex watch
Oh my
that he
goodness.
wanted to give to his dad. So we were so excited to help him win the Rolex Rolex watch, we knew that we weren't interested in buying anything. So we were just going for fun. And it was fun. And it was fun to walk around this resort and just like feel in the energy of like, wow. Not that we were looking to buy anything, but to have that experience.
Yeah. There's so, I love the examples that we get as we're living this way, that it's this abundance that flows through it all for everyone involved. Like,
exactly.
Exactly. But when you just say yes to the flow, like you, and you just go with that, and there's no expectations, there's no resistance, there's no outcomes you need to happen, or you just keep choosing and being conscious and knowing that, like, I'm creating from how I feel, and I'm supported and I'm taken care of, and all that.
Yeah,
it just amplifies.
I know. So if there's an opportunity, if you're sensing any shoulds, if someone's saying a should to you, if you're reading a should, if you're saying a should to yourself, do you want to open the space to ebb Tai Chi the should out of it?
ebb Tai Chi the should out of it.
And this is going to be so much fun to report back. Like we said, I can't wait. I can already, right now, this energy, like I just already feel the joy and peace and opening and allowing and just trust.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
It's already here. I've been loving using it. But I can't wait till I like see the next should. Like I kind of want to see it written like you did. That was really fun. And then I'm going to be like, ooh, I'm going to practice with this one.
I know. It was just fun to see it written out immediately. Like a whole two pages of it. So good. Thank you, universe. Thank you.
Well, I can't wait to hear back, Katie.
Oh, it was such a joy to be with you and our audience today, Jenny.
You too.
Thank you.
We so appreciate you sharing this space and co-creating with us.
We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions or shares, send us a message on our website, awakenyourtruth.love.
We can't wait to connect more.